It's 92 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Yet another group is calling for a death penalty moratorium after the failed execution of Tony Carruthers in May. This time, it's doctors and nurses. Under Tennessee's lethal injection protocol, the hired-on doctor's role is mostly passive. They make sure the person is actually deceased, then call time of death. That is, unless the lower-ranking medical staff aren't successful in placing an IV. That happened during the attempted execution of Tony Carruthers. Then, the doctor is tasked with placing a central line in a deeper vein just above the heart. The doctor on site that day tried several times to carry out the procedure and ultimately failed. Dr. John Greer, a retired Nashville hematologist, says that was probably because it's not an easy task.
Placing a central line is not just sticking a needle in a person's arm. And it's highly risky unless you're doing them routinely. And I cannot imagine that there would be someone who's doing these routinely who would be involved in this procedure.
Doctors aren't supposed to participate in executions, according to ethical standards set by the American Medical Association. Greer and dozens of other Tennessee doctors and nurses signed a letter saying that this means only, quote, unscrupulous health workers will sign up for the very hard job. They're asking the state to pause executions and find a way to conduct them without medical professionals. The next execution, that of Anthony Darrell Hines, is scheduled for August 13th. Krista Pike is set to be put to death in late September. Traditional Appalachian ballads have found a new life in the form of an audio drama podcast produced by the Appalachia Book Company. The podcast, The Storied Song, transforms the ballads into fully produced radio plays and live ballad performances. Natalie Axton is founder and director of programs for the Appalachia Book Company.
Appalachian ballads are really important. They are story songs. They're one of the first sort of cultural exports of Appalachia.
Ballads in The Storied Song include The Wreck of Old 97, Lord Bateman, The Farmer's Cursed Wife, and Tom Dula. The project is 5 years in the making. You can hear a sound-rich feature on the ballads at WPLN.org. You can always find more local news there, as well as the NPR app under Local Headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.